This is WMUK News. Western Michigan University's president today told trustees he's taking steps to listen more to members of the campus community, but he defended his leadership of the school in the wake of a faculty no-confidence vote. WMUK's Sevilla Mann has more.
WMU President Edward Montgomery has gotten deeply mixed reviews lately. Last month, Western's trustees gave him a raise and a $75,000 bonus while praising his leadership throughout the pandemic. But one day later, Western's full-time faculty union declared no confidence in Montgomery, a position supported by almost 80% of members who voted. Union President Catherine Bailey told trustees falling enrollment, a drop in some national rankings, and hobbling layoffs led to the vote, along with a failure of listenership on the part of the school's top brass.
When we raise our voices to name real problems that cannot be addressed by more boosterism and cheerleading, we discover, once again, that we have become invisible to our own leaders.
The board said it would respond to the faculty union's complaints, and President Montgomery says he'll keep office hours where students, faculty, and staff can talk to him. Otherwise, Montgomery said he's making tough decisions in tough times. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.